More now on Brexit and those comments in the past 24 hours by the European Commission's chief spokesman, Margaritis Schinas. He said if the UK crashed out of the EU with no deal on March the 29th, then there would be a hard border on this island. We'll talk to Sinn Féin President Mary Lou MacDonald in just a moment. First, though, to the front line, to the people who will have to deal directly with the effects of a no deal, people who run their businesses along the border and whose products cross that border on a daily basis. Around 250 of them met in Dundalk yesterday at a seminar organised by Revenue Here. Elaine Keogh was there.
I'm Alan Martin. I'm from the Great Northern Distillery in Dundalk. If there's a no deal, we've been told that the likes of bringing in peated malt would cost €130 extra on top of what we're bringing in at the minute per tonne. So that would be a massive hindrance to us, so we probably have to look elsewhere to buy things like that.
So you're looking, you're examining your supply chain and looking at alternatives.
Absolutely, yeah. Like we had originally taken maize in from Warren Point. Now we've moved it to the Dundalk port.
My name is Jerry McIntyre. The company is Coothill Precision Engineering.
How do you think it could impact on you if there is a no deal Brexit?
An absolute disaster. Because I export 50 to 60% of my business to Northern Ireland and the UK. So if there's a tariff, which there will be, if it's any more than 5%, I can't compete with the people in Northern Ireland because of their cost base is much lower than us in the south.
Is there a question mark over the future viability of your business?
Absolutely. If I'm talking 50 to 60%. So yeah, absolute question mark. And my business is a precision engineering business, so every year, second year, I got to reinvest in new equipment. So should I do it now? I can't. If all my equipment would come from England, so therefore it's going to cost of it, it's going to go up. So you're going to be non-competitive.
Also in attendance were Nolene O'Hanlon and Sean O'Hanlon from food equipment business North Louth Services, which has a base in both Dundalk and Newry.
On a daily basis, just with everyday living and business, we could cross the border 5, 6, up to 10 times a day.
What would your fear be?
A hard border.
Why?
Definitely a hard border. Just to go back to the way things were, it would make business so difficult and it would make everyday life so difficult to cross the border so many times. You know, we had the foot and mouth, we had the border closed down. It was very, very difficult. And I think it would be very bad to go back to that situation.
I think what you're going to find is that if you ask everybody in that room in there, everybody is worried about a hard border and the return to customs and return to checks, both from an easy movement point of view and a security movement point of view, and everybody will be fair. We've all lived through hard, rough, tough times in the border, and we're really worried that those things could come back to haunt us again.
Another company which distributes food and beverages imported from the UK has a Brexit committee, and it has identified the main challenges of a no-deal Brexit.
I think the hard Brexit presents two challenges. One is the physical movement of goods and the speed or lack of speed which might occur. And I think the second part is the administrative management of importing the goods. And they're two different challenges. Actually, third challenge is the financial impact to those importers. So three big challenges, one of which infrastructurally wise it's hard to call because it depends on the delays and the checks at port. Administratively wise, we have a fair understanding of what would be needed, but we would need to consider outsourced customs import experts and the financial impact we understand and is significant.
Border Voices on the challenges that a no deal and a hard border would present. Elaine Keogh was reporting there from Dundalk. We can talk to the Sinn Féin President and TD for Dublin Central, Mary Lou MacDonald, who joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Audrey.
Mr. Schinas is right, isn't he? If there's no deal and the UK is out of the EU, there has to be a border on this island.
He is, and the reason why the backstop, as it's called, has been pursued with so much vigour, the reason why the Irish questions were front-loaded in the course of these negotiations between the British and the European institutions is precisely for that reason. The logic of the position, and it is a matter of simple logic, the backstop mitigates, it's not perfect, but it is the bottom line, and it mitigates the effect of Brexit. In the event of a crash, in the event of no agreement and therefore no backstop, then yes, we are faced with the prospect of a hardening of the border, a hard border. That is the truth.
Leo Varadkar met with you and the other opposition party leaders last night, and we understand he suggested that one option would be to have the EU single market border in France or the Netherlands rather than in Ireland, in the Republic. Is that a runner?
That's absolutely not a runner, and I have to say that was not forwarded as a proposition by Leo Varadkar or by anybody else. The objective here.
So he didn't say that in the meeting.
No, he didn't. He didn't set that up as a proposition or a desirable outcome. I have emphasised to the Taoiseach time out of number that the task now for him and for his government is to hold their nerve. We need very steady heads. Whatever pressure, whatever overtures might come from London or anywhere else, the backstop has been negotiated. It's not perfect. Brexit is still bad news, Audrey. And I say that as somebody who's very critical of the European Union. But let me tell you, whatever criticisms you have of the European project, Brexit for this country was never the answer.
But fast forward, Mary Lou McDonald, to March the 30th, and there's no deal. What's your plan to avoid a hard border? And we're not talking about a border pull, because I know that's your ultimate aim, but we're talking in the absolute immediate future, March the 30th, on the morning of that day. How can you avoid a hard border?
Well, let me say that I very much hope that that does not come to pass.
But do you have a plan to avoid
question. Let me just, because I want to make it clear so there's no misunderstanding amongst your listenership as to my perspective on it. That is not a desirable outcome. If it happens, I think in the first instance, the best thing that the Irish state can do is to look for mechanisms perhaps to play for some time and for some breathing space. But I think there needs to be a realism that if Britain leaves and moves the north of Ireland with them, by the way, against the democratic wishes of the people, then you are looking at a situation where Britain is in the WTO system and then the single market rules will apply from the European rulebook, and you are looking at a hardening of the border. I want to say this, Audrey, because your report was from Dundalk, and if you went across the border and spoke to people in Newry, you would hear exactly the same concerns, except maybe even a bit more acutely expressed. The border poll is not something that's in Never Never Land. The reality is, in the event of no deal and a crash, the Good Friday Agreement, if you like, and the provision for removing the border becomes the ultimate backstop. And in that regard, and I'm not saying this to be provocative or in an opportunistic way, I don't want us to go to a unity referendum in this set of circumstances. It's not ideal.
Yes.
But if we are faced with the crash, I believe that the government, the state, now has an obligation, a responsible obligation, to start diplomatically and politically preparing for that eventuality. By the way, a scenario that has been acknowledged by Theresa May in the House of Commons.
So in the absolute immediate, March the 30th, would you settle for checks at ports, at airports, in the factories, rather than a physical infrastructure on the actual border?
No, that cannot be. And I believe political leadership, positive political leadership across the island needs to resolve that cannot be the case.
Okay.
I think in the event that we have a crash, in the absolute immediacy that you've described, our first job will be to look for breathing room for our businesses, for our society, for our peace structures, and then we begin the conversation with Europe, with the British authorities. But there has to be, if we cannot mitigate Brexit, if we can't mitigate any hardening of the border, well then the next logical step, by the way, is to say, well, if it can't be mitigated, we need to ask the people on the basis of the principle of consent if they are satisfied and happy to go along with all of the disruption that a hardening of the border would represent.
Okay.
And by the way, a final word, Audrey, the people at a European level, European leaders, European diplomacy has read the Good Friday Agreement. They know what's in it.
Okay.
They know all about this provision in terms of ending partition and removing the border. And that border now is not just an Irish problem. It's a European problem.
Thank you very much indeed. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald. It is 7 minutes to 8.